All right. Hey, Jeff, you can hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We are now joined here by our race-winning crew chief, Jeff Hensley, of the number 98 Thor Sport Racing Ford. Can you walk us through your run out there with Grant and what it feels like to get, your third win on the way into the start of the playoffs?
It's huge. I mean, we needed this. I mean, we've been off the last month or two, and part of it, you know, we've been trying some things to try to get better on our mile and a half program, just because we know there's, you know, it's loaded now on the chase with Texas and Vegas and Kansas, and we've been kind of flopping around like a fish out of water, really. And coming here, we went back and looked at basically what we ran at Iowa last year. We were really good there, and evolved around some stuff that, some front end geometry things that we'd been working on, hoping to really come here, have a decent run, learn something for Phoenix. You know, good Lord willing, we make it to the Final Four, we go there and be, pretty good shape. So I think we accomplished that right now, that part of it. We learned a lot tonight. We're going to take this truck home and clean it up, maybe throw the car cover over it, and wait for the race at Phoenix in November.
Great. Well, we are going to open up the floor here for questions from the media. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. Let's kick things off here with Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times Dispatch. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Jeff, if I understand this right, you won the last, you were the crew chief in the last truck race in Richmond in 2005. What do you remember about that? Did it do anything for you tonight?
As far as it was kind of funny, I was looking back through notes, from 2005, believe it or not, it's crazy. Crew chiefs keep all this junk and everything, but not a whole lot transferred. But the one thing, it's still Richmond. You still have to roll the center of the corner. You still got to have pretty decent drive up off the corner. And that was one of the things here in 2005, we worked really hard on in practice and to try to just keep the rear tires on it in the throttle where you could just use it, be smooth. And, we didn't sell on the pole that night. We didn't lead a lot of laps, but we, when the time came, it was like we had something left in the tank, sort of like tonight, and drove up, took the lead, and won the race. So the principles are still the same. The players are different, but the principles are the same. So, I'm just fortunate enough to be in this business for this long. I'll show my age here for a long time doing this, but that's 15 years ago.
Well, that is officially a two-win streak, though.
Yes, 15 years apart, but yes, I'll at this point in my career, I'll take a streak anyway, and how I can get one. So,
all right, and I'm actually going to read you here a question from Briar Star. What does your playoff outlook look like, and are you confident that you're able to make it to the Championship Four?
Well, after tonight, yes. There's always apprehension when you're trying things. This year, we've been really fortunate to be able to race, but we haven't had been able to practice. And, we've got a pretty good baseline, but it seemed like we're missing like the last 10% when we'd get to the track and this go round. And in the past, we'd gain that 10%, maybe more of time practice over with, and we'd always be pretty good in the race. We were nervous about that. So that's why we've been trying some things. But after what we've seen tonight, this is the same tire wheel race at Phoenix, and it'll all these same principles that we did today will work at Bristol next Thursday, and they'll work at Martinsville the week before Phoenix. So, there's so much luck goes into this. Obviously, tonight we were lucky. We get taken out. Have to pit under the green to get a tire off, a fender off a tire. Come back, get the lucky dog, take a chance and get tires thinking, okay, we got to do what the leaders don't do, and just pray that this thing goes the last 75 laps on the green. And it did, and it made us, made me look really smart, but really, in all honesty, it was basically the only call we could make, given where we were track position wise and everything like that. We had to take a chance. But we had a good truck, and we were able to drive back up through there because there was, the 88, the 23 were both on the same strategy we were on, and we were able to best them there at the end because our truck had really good long run speed. So, but as far as our hopes getting to Phoenix, obviously a lot of things have to happen right. But, you know, we've had a fair amount of success at Vegas. We've had, you know, we won Daytona. So going into Talladega, that, you know, your confidence has got to be up there. And then going to Bristol with a new matrix of how they, you know, start us, our starting positions, you know, winning tonight. And I think we had maybe the third or fourth fastest lap time, and being seventh or eighth in the points, we've got to be somewhere in the top two or three. And Bristol is obviously a huge track position track. So I, you know, right now we're really confident. I mean, how can you not be, you know, after winning a race in a dominant fashion like we did tonight?
You think you have any of those tracks specifically circled that you and your team will really show off on, Bristol or, you know, another one?
You know, if you'd asked me this 2 weeks ago, I would have been really nervous about Bristol. But after what I've seen tonight and knowing what we missed there last year, we wound up finishing, I think, fourth or fifth. But the things that we were missing to really be a contending truck, we got that tonight. We were able to make to accomplish what our goal was. Now, if we're smart enough to take this and apply it to what we're doing next week, then, heck, I'm excited about all of them now. I mean, the short tracks have been our Achilles heel in the past, but that's why we've worked so hard on trying to be better, you know, at what we're doing. So I feel pretty good about it. Again, a lot of things got to happen good, but I feel better about it than I did, say Monday, let's put it that way. So.
All right. And one final question here for you. It was a 1-2-3 sweep for Thor Sport Racing. You know, that's never happened. You know, are you shocked that that's never happened, or do you feel like it was just a long time coming? How do you feel about that?
No, I'm not shocked that it happened. I mean, you know, Duke and Rhonda Thorson, they give us the tools to do what we, you know, what we're supposed to do. Shame on us for not winning 10 races already this year amongst all of us. But for us to finish 1-2-3, no, I'm not surprised at that. That's what we're capable of doing every week. We just have to hit our marks and do the smart things and capitalize when we have the opportunity. And we've had opportunities this year to win. You know, the 98 truck has had opportunities to win two or three more races than what we've won, and just circumstances have gotten in the way, but as they do in a sport. But no, I'm really happy for Duke and Rhonda for this. They do put so much into this, their heart and soul, and to go out and get a 1-2-3 finish, that is huge. That's really huge.
Awesome. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you at Bristol to kick off the playoffs.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And to our media, that will conclude our post-race media availability for the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series. As a reminder, we'll have all of the audio and video on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. But if not, we'll see you tomorrow for the NASCAR Xfinity Series post-race. Thank you guys so much.